I've been trying to do it right.
Hey!
I've been living a lonely life.
Hey!
I've been sleeping here instead.
Hey!
I've been sleeping in my bed.
Hey!
Sleeping in my bed.
Hey!
I've been lonely. You've been lonely.
When I Waked, I Cried to Dream Again, a Merlin fanfic written by Croissant Katie and Jalazza Kazone. Read by Jalazza Kazone
and Rhea314.
Summary, in which tea is magic. Notes. Croissant Katie and I were chatting on Twitter about how magical tea was, and wouldn't it be great if there were a fic for it? I attempted to get someone else to write me something and wasn't successful. Croissant Katie agreed to write something with me, and this is what we came up with. And now I'm feeling like I need comfort podfic, and Rhea314 agreed to pod with me. Hooray! When I Waked, I Cried to Dream Again. The Tempest. Merlin was desperate for help, which was how he found himself standing in the doorway of Kilgara's tea shop, just as a thunderclap sounded and rain began to pour down. His uncle Gaius had sent him here, claiming Kilgara would have something to help his mother. Although how that could be when neither medicine nor magic seemed able to help, Merlin hadn't a clue. Merlin felt some of his melancholy dissipate as he walked through the door. At least he'd missed being drenched. He took in a deep breath and closed his eyes. The aroma of pastries laced with cinnamon, teas from the Far East, and old books swirled into his very being. Being inside the shop filled him with relief, and not just because he wasn't being soaked.
"Oi there!"
a voice rang as a broad-shouldered lad barged right into Merlin.
"Oh, sorry. Wasn't expecting anyone to be on the threshold, especially in a bloody rainstorm."
He walked off muttering, not noticing the gobsmacked look on Merlin's face. Merlin had been so caught up in his olfactory experience, he'd been completely caught off guard. Granted, he was generally a mopey sort of teen, but life of late had seemed worse than usual. His mom's sudden illness had caused him to miss a bunch of school, and one of his teachers had threatened to fail him for the term if he didn't make amends soon. So he'd come here, to Kilgara's tea shop, to find something. He wasn't sure what. He only knew that Gaius usually had sound advice. He trudged up to the counter. At least he'd managed to get inside before the rain had started, so he was dry, unlike the sodden brute who'd pushed him aside in his rush to get away from the downpour. Merlin could not help but smile in fondness at Kilgara, though. Bright eyes sparkled on the man's deeply wrinkled face, and he greeted Merlin with a deep rumble.
"Afternoon, lad. You look like you could use some cheering up. I've got just the thing."
He disappeared behind the curtain. Merlin leaned against the counter, waiting for Kilgara to return, trusting that it would fix something in the stupid world. That's when he noticed the boy who'd barged into him. His mouth was wide open, ready to receive an enormous cinnamon roll. Merlin's stomach growled so loud, the boy looked over at him. He took a bite and put the pastry on the plate in front of him, and then picked up his teacup for a gulp of whatever brew Kilgara had served him, all while looking at Merlin, who was gaping at him.
"I'm sorry. I'm Arthur. Do I know you?"
"Oh, sorry," Merlin stammered. No, I don't think so." Merlin looked away. He felt the heat on his cheeks and knew it would be visible to Arthur, which made him blush all the harder. But how could he explain that he was Arthur, his once and future king, without sounding like a complete dollop head?
"Ah, Merlin,"
Kilgara said as his arms appeared.
"Here you go. Lapsang Souchong, tea and shortbread. Fresh out of the oven." "Merlin,"
Arthur said. The voice made Merlin shiver. There was recognition in that tone.
"You said I didn't know you,"
Arthur accused. He gave Merlin a very confused look.
"You don't look familiar, but I do know you, don't I?"
He looked at Kilgara as if the old man could help him. Chuckling, Kilgara said,
that which makes it whole cannot truly forget.
Merlin put his fingers over his eyes, then reconsidered, slowly lowering them. He looked at Arthur and held his breath. Arthur looked directly at Merlin, and then, to Merlin's horror, Arthur reached out, and Merlin tried not to flinch as Arthur's hand landed on Merlin's shoulder.
Looks like we've got some catching up to do, eh?
Arthur smiled encouragingly.
Merlin, why don't you and Arthur go to the Red Nook?
Kilgara said as he gathered up their pastries and tea on a tray.
I'll be right behind you.
The nook was quiet and cozy and instantly became Merlin's favorite part of the tea shop, even if he had only seen this nook and the counter. It was appointed with a comfy sofa for two. Merlin worried that things would be awkward. So, Merlin said, looking up at Arthur, have a seat? His smile must have looked incredibly weird. Arthur sat, thigh touching Merlin's. Merlin ached to have Arthur's arm around him, but at that moment, Kilgara arrived and Arthur reached out for the tray.
Lapsong Souchong, and shortbread for you, Merlin,
Kilgara said cheerily as he put the tray down on the table, smiling beneficently.
And I also got some Earl Grey for you, Arthur, and a slice of fruitcake. Let me know if you need anything. I'll leave you boys to talk. I'm sure you've got lots to catch up on. I'll fix up a blend for your mum, though, Merlin. Remind me about it before you leave.
Merlin could have sworn that Kilgara's eyes were twinkling. It was almost worse than how Gaius got sometimes.
So, Merlin, I see you've switched from taverns to tea parlors.
Arthur smirked. Merlin spluttered. I never spent time in the... Before realizing that Arthur was having him on, well, two could play this game. And I'll bet you've traded your armor for a rugby kit, he retorted. Arthur grinned.
Good guess, but wrong. It's footy for me.
They slipped into a companionable silence. Merlin picked up his cup and sipped. The smoky tea calmed and invigorated him at the same time. When he took a bite of his biscuit, he bit on his lip to keep a moan of pleasure from escaping his lips. He noticed Arthur looking more relaxed than he could ever remember. He'd definitely have to come back here. As Merlin nibbled the last morsel of shortbread, Kilgara reappeared.
I see you lads are done. Excellent timing. The storm has finally ended, and I just had time to make up the tea for your mum, Merlin. I expect I'll be seeing a lot of you two in the future.
He turned and left. Arthur, now that I've found you, I can't just let you go. You have to come home with me and see my mom at least. Arthur looked at his watch, and his shoulders slumped.
I've got to meet my dad in 30 minutes. Perhaps I could call later?
He said in a soft tone. Tears sprang to Merlin's eyes. Overrun with feelings, happiness, relief, anxiety, he let them fall, but smiled at Arthur. Yes, please. Merlin looked around for something to write on. In the meantime, Arthur had pulled out his mobile. Merlin chuckled, feeling a bit awkward. Oh, right. The address is 18 Eldar Road. Arthur asked.
Do you have a phone number?
I've not got a mobile yet, but the phone at home is 02079-460623. They walked to the door, tarrying, each noticeably reluctant to leave the other's side, but equally aware of pressing personal obligations.
Which way are you headed?
Arthur asked.
Maybe we could walk part of the way together.
Merlin pointed to the left. Arthur groaned.
Just my luck. I have to go that way,
he said, gesturing to a cockeyed alley opposite. Well then, Merlin said, I guess that's that, and started to trudge away.
Merlin,
Arthur called.
I will come as soon as I can. Promise.
Merlin turned and nodded and walked home, his step lighter than it had been in months. When Merlin got home, he went straight to his mother. She appeared to be asleep, so he backed out of the dim room and took the packet to the kitchen to fix her a pot of Kilgara's tea. As the water boiled in the electric kettle, Merlin puttered about in the kitchen, straightening up, setting up the teapot and cup. He opened the packet and found a fresh crumpet with a little pot of jam alongside the tea. He prepared a tray and brought it to his mum's room, whispering, Mom, I brought you something, as he slipped through her door. Hunith muttered and stirred. Merlin set the tray on the bedside table and sat gingerly on the edge of her skinny bed, not wanting to disturb her. Mum, I brought you some tea and crumpets from Kilgara's. Uncle Gaius said he would help. Can you sit? Hunith opened her eyes and looked at Merlin. She nodded.
Help me, please.
Her voice cracked. Merlin held the tea to her lips and watched her carefully. He had heard Kilgara's tea shop was magic and could fix anything, but he hadn't begun to believe or hope it might even be true until he'd found Arthur there. Take a small sip. There you go. Merlin helped her drink a little, then removed the cup. Just then, there was a knock at the door. Merlin's heart leapt, but he didn't really expect it to be Arthur. I'll be right back, Mum, he said. The flat they lived in was small, and in four strides, Merlin was at the door. He opened it and gazed upon Arthur, lit by the setting sun. Now, he thought his heart would burst. Arthur? What? How? Your father? Merlin momentarily forgot about his mother in the next room.
Aren't you going to invite me in?
Oh, yes, of course. Come in. Merlin didn't have time to feel embarrassed about the shabby surroundings.
Merlin, who is it?
Hunith called. Merlin grabbed Arthur's hand and dragged him into his mum's room. At the sight of Hunith, he exclaimed, Mum, what happened? You look so much better. The rash is gone. Hunith smiled and then broke into a laugh.
I guess Uncle Gaius was right. Kilgara's tea shop is magic.
One, two, three.
The end.